Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're cutting through the paperwork to look at a legal requirement that a lot of people treat as just a checkbox.
Just a simple form to fill out.
Exactly. But according to our sources, it's actually one of the most critical decisions any business owner in Louisiana is going to make. We're talking about the registered agent.
That's absolutely right. And for you, the listener, whether you're, you know, a big corporation or just setting up your first LLC, this is really foundational stuff.
So in this deep dive, we're looking at what the Louisiana Secretary of State requires. And we're also digging into what makes a good provider a local expert.
Right. We're trying to distill two things. First, the absolute non-negotiable legal mandate. And second, the huge difference between just cheap compliance and what you might call genuine legal protection.
Okay, let's unpack that. I've got the sources here. What exactly is a registered agent? What's the official definition we should start with?
So officially, the registered agent, or RA, is the person or the business you designate to receive all your official legal documents.
All of them.
Every single one. And in Louisiana, you'll sometimes hear it called by an older term, a domiciliary agent. But really, just think of them as your company's one mandatory point of contact for the courts and the state.
Okay, so not voluntary. It's a strict legal requirement. What are the specific rules that, you know, make this so important?
There are three big ones, and they're what usually trip people up. First, by law, every single LLC or corporation in Louisiana has to name one, no exceptions.
And second,
that agent has to be physically located in Louisiana. And this is the critical part. They need a physical street address. A P.O. box just won't cut it.
Why is that? Why the strict rule on the physical address?
Well, it's all about due process. The state and anyone suing you needs to know with absolute certainty where to find your business to serve legal papers. That address goes on the public record for that exact reason.
And that brings us to the third rule, which sounds like the toughest one logistically.
It is. The agent has to be available, basically staffed, during all regular business hours.
9 to 5 every business day.
Every single business day, no exceptions. Which sounds easy for a big company, but it's exactly why, you know, a small business owner probably shouldn't just name themselves.
Right, because that's the big question, isn't it? Can I just be my own registered agent?
We hear it all the time. And the legal answer is, well, yes, you can. But the practical answer is you really, really shouldn't.
Why not?
For one, you'd have to list your home address or your personal office on the public record. So there goes your privacy. But more importantly, you have to be there, physically present, from 9 to 5.
So if you go out to meet a client or run to the bank or just grab lunch.
Exactly. If a process server shows up with a summons while you're out, you've technically failed your legal duty. The whole point is to have someone reliably there so that legal clock can start ticking the second it needs to.
That makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about the documents themselves. What's so high stakes that it needs this kind of constant availability?
It really falls into two buckets. The first is just official state mail, things like your annual reports, tax notices from the Secretary of State.
Important, but maybe not life or death.
Right. If you miss those, you might get fined or even risk having your business administratively dissolved, which is bad, but you can usually fix it.
Okay. And the second bucket. The one that's the real emergency.
That would be service of process. This is the big one. We're talking about summonses, subpoenas, court orders, and most importantly, the notice that your business is being sued.
And the date the registered agent gets that paperwork is day zero.
That's the day the clock starts for you to respond to that lawsuit in court.
So if the agent misses it or they get it but are slow to tell the business owner, what's the absolute worst case scenario?
The worst case is something called a default judgment.
And what does that mean for someone who's never heard that term?
It means you lose automatically. The court decides you were properly notified, but you didn't show up or respond in time. You don't get to argue your side of the case. The judgment is just entered against you.
Wow. That's a staggering consequence for just missing a delivery.
It really is.
And our sources have a huge warning here. They talk about the lure of these cheap national services. You see them online for what, $49 a year?
Right. And for a new LLC trying to save money, it looked like a no-brainer compared to maybe $150 for a local expert.
So what's the actual risk? How often do these faceless national mail forwarding centers really fail?
It's a great question. And it's not always that they fail on the basic compliance. They have a street address, technically. Where they fail is in speed and institutional knowledge.
Can you give me an example of that, that institutional failure?
Sure. Picture a huge national center with maybe one or two people handling mail for thousands of businesses. A summons comes in, it gets put in a pile, then scanned, then uploaded, then an email notification goes out.
There's a lag time built into that process.
A huge lag time. It could be hours, even a full day or two, before the business owner actually sees it and realizes how urgent it is. And when you only have, say, 20 or 30 days to respond to a lawsuit, losing 2 days right at the start can be fatal to your case.
So that's why our sources say this is one of the biggest mistakes a new business can make.
Exactly. The registered agent isn't just an address. They're supposed to be your first line of defense, your instant notification shield.
That completely reframes the cost. You're not paying for a mailbox. You're paying for awareness, for immediate expert awareness when things go wrong.
That's it. It's a risk management decision, not just a paperwork decision. And in Louisiana, with its specific local court rules, that local expertise becomes even more important.
Okay, so if a cheap service is risky, what does the gold standard look like? What makes a high-caliber RA different, and what does it even mean to be state-certified?
The certification is the real game-changer in Louisiana. And using the example from our sources, Lafayette Process Servers, being state-certified means the Secretary of State has officially authorized them.
Because they've proven they meet all the rules.
All the stringent rules, yeah. Mm. Including maintaining a fully staffed physical office. They're not just a drop box.
So that certificate is basically proof of reliability?
It's proof of reliable operations, day in and day out. This firm, for example, is right there in Carencro in Lafayette Parish. They're physically part of the community they serve. But it's more than just being there. They have what our sources call the process server advantage.
Okay, tell me more about that. How does being a professional process server make you a better registered agent?
It shifts them from being like clerical staff to being legal support professionals. A mailroom clerk sees an envelope, a professional process server sees a summons, and they instantly understand its legal weight, its urgency, and the deadlines that just got triggered.
That institutional knowledge just shrinks the reaction time.
Drastically. They know that a summons from the 15th Judicial District Court, the 15th JDC, has a whole different set of rules than a notice from the state. They don't just scan it. They pick up the phone. They send an urgent email. They know the consequences of delay because that's their entire profession.
You know, it's interesting. Our sources bring up this concept called EET, experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trust.
Yeah, you usually hear that in the context of, like, Google rankings.
Right. But they apply it here to your legal infrastructure.
And it's a perfect fit. When you pick an agent with two decades of experience, like the founder Scott Frank, you're building that trust and authority into your business from day one. You're signaling to the courts that you take this seriously.
And that local knowledge, especially understanding a specific court like the 15th JDC, means they can be more than just an agent. They can be a partner.
Absolutely. They can help with things a national service could never touch, like doing an urgent court filing for you at the 15th JDC or retrieving a document. They become a resource.
There's a testimonial in here from a business attorney in Lafayette that really drives this home.
Saw that one.
They praise the team for being professional, incredibly fast, and this is the key part. They understand the 15th JDC.
And when a practicing attorney gives that kind of endorsement, that tells you everything you need to know about the value of local certified expertise.
It really does. So for the listener who's maybe already set up their business and they went with one of those cheap national services, can they switch? Is it hard?
Thankfully, no. The state makes it pretty simple. You just have to file a form called a Statement of Change of Registered Agent with the Secretary of State. A good certified agent can even help you with that filing.
Speaking of making things easy, the sources mention these firms often have things like a secure document upload portal.
Yes, and that's a sign of a really professional operation. It's a secure 257 portal for attorneys or anyone who needs to start the process of serving documents. It just makes the whole legal chain more efficient and auditable for everyone.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground. We've established how critical this role is. But before we wrap up, we have to include that really important disclaimer about what this role isn't.
Yes, absolutely. We have to be very clear, and this comes directly from our sources. Mm-hmm. Everything we've talked about is for educational purposes. A registered agent firm, even a great one like Lafayette Process Servers, they are process servers and compliance experts. They are not attorneys.
So they can't give you legal advice.
Correct. For any kind of legal strategy, how to form your business, how to respond to a lawsuit, you have to seek advice from a qualified Louisiana attorney. The RA handles the delivery, the attorney handles the defense.
So to synthesize all this, The big takeaway is that choosing a registered agent isn't just a small administrative task. It's a fundamental choice about your business's privacy and its ability to defend itself.
Exactly. You're either choosing simple compliance or you're choosing a real defense. And when you look at all the state's rules, the staffed office, the street address, the expectation of expertise, it shows that the state itself sees this role as the absolute linchpin of due process.
If that link breaks, everything else can fall apart.
Everything. Your entire ability to defend yourself could fail no matter how strong your case is.
Which brings us to our final thought for you, the listener, to mull over. We've established that the RA's main job is to provide instant, urgent awareness of legal threats. If that one role is so critical, what other seemingly small compliance tasks, things like, say, properly classifying your employees or getting the right local business license, are actually high-stakes defenses that a smart business owner should never, ever skimp on? That's the mindset we want you to take away as you continue to build your business.